There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back to wrap things up for you on a Tuesday evening. Thanks so much for being with us. Throughout the evening, the last 2 hours have been fun. If you missed any of the interviews, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page, and it says podcast, and there we are, South Florida High School Sports. Through nine games, Miami, University of Miami, 9-0. Last couple of games, pretty high scoring. Games that they got behind in. Against Louisville and certainly Duke. The Hurricanes are number four in the country. It's been a very exciting ride this year, and somebody who's been along with them for the entire ride is Jordan McPherson from the Miami Herald, and he's kind enough to join us. Jordan, thanks so much for taking the time. It's kind of like a amusement park ride sometimes. You get down by 25 and you come back. You get down by 18 and you come back. This team is the one thing, you know, they're going to score points.
Absolutely electric to watch. Yeah, that offense has been absolutely electric to watch this season. I mean, they're number one in the country in points per game, averaging about 47.5. They're number one in total offense. They're number one in yards per play. Cam Ward's obviously at the center of it with his Heisman campaign right now. 29 touchdown passes, already tied for the school record for most in a season, and he's only played nine games. The run game's finally producing with Damian Martinez and Mark Fletcher, and they're stacked at receiver. Restrepo with the school record for career receiving yards. Isaiah Horton, Jacoby George, Elijah Arroyo at tight end. That offense has been absolutely incredible to watch, and they're the main reason why, no matter what happens, no matter how far down they ever get in the game, you can't count them out.
Yeah. And I mean, dating back to that Friday night against Virginia Tech, where at halftime, everybody said, oh, maybe this isn't a Hurricane team. Then they started that trend. They got behind on the coast that you were out of California by 25 points. The Louisville game was, you know, close all the way. They pulled away and won it by a touchdown. Obviously, FSU was a game that they had in hand. But certainly the Duke game had a lot of people thinking. Here they were down 28-17 in the contest. And then all of a sudden it seems like a runner who had the kick at the end. How much more can they take? I mean, because they got Georgia Tech, a really good defensive team and a team that's always given Miami fits coming up, and then Wake Forest at home and then Syracuse. Do we expect this type of pattern to kind of continue in the next three games?
Well, I mean, for me, the pattern will be dictated by if the defense is able to step up. Because, again, it's the defense having its lulls in the first half or in the second quarter or in the second and third quarter that is putting them in the deficits, that's forcing the offense to have to rally. And on that front, you've got to give the defense some credit, too. Yes, they've had their struggles. They've given up, I think it was at least 30 points in four of their five conference games, but when it came down to it, late in the third quarters and the fourth quarter of basically every conference game, they've more or less held their opponents down. They figure things out in the second half, which allows the offense to rally. So if the defense is able to figure things out, which, again, that's questionable at this point, specifically with what's going on in the secondary. Damari Brown fell out. Jadeus Richard is now out. So their cornerback depth is really getting tested. if the defense can figure things out, the offense won't be in the position to have to make these rallies and make these heroic efforts in the second half of fourth quarters. But it's at this point, if the offense has time to make plays, I'm not betting against them, just because yeah. I probably would bet against them three or four times already this year and would have lost some major money here.
Yeah, definitely. Jordan McPherson joins us, Miami Herald. We're talking Hurricanes, and certainly this week is kind of a game that I'm sure that Mario Cristobal circled on his calendar. This was one of those games that had everybody talking last year here at Hard Rock Stadium. Georgia Tech will be a 12 o'clock kickoff. Talk about this game, because this, as you said, with Miami's deficiency at corner, we don't know if the kid King is going to start for Georgia Tech. He was out last week. But nevertheless, Miami needs to get that pass rush, Jordan, that kind of disappeared.
Yeah, they definitely do. They only had, I think it was one sack, and it was very late in the game against Duke. Even against FSU, they had three sacks, but all of them came in the second half. They need to be able to figure out a way to apply the pressure early, and with the group they have, they should be able to do that. I mean, Reuben Banger is Reuben Bain. Simeon Barrow and Nakeem Mezidor have been very good on the interior. Tyler Barron has been great. Elijah Olsen's been dealing with an injury. He hadn't been played the last couple weeks, so that hits their depth a little bit, but they have, among their starters, they have more than enough talent to be able to make the pass rush work, and they're going to need, between them and just the front seven overall, to force whoever's going to be a quarterback for Georgia Tech to have to make his decisions quick, because the longer that he has a chance to make plays, whoever ends up starting there, it just puts that much more of a strain on UM secondary, which, as we said, their depth is going to be tested a lot this week to see how they're able to handle being down two of their starters. And with that said, they got Daryl Porter on the outside. O.J. Frederick, just while we're talking about their depth, I just want to give a shout-out. That kid has been incredible. A first-year freshman, the kid out of St. Thomas Aquinas. Again, he's been stepping up since game one when Damari Brown went down. You don't really expect a true freshman to have to be starting from the get-go for a school like University of Miami, but he has lived up to the expectations. He has stepped up, they're probably going to have to rely on him a little bit more this weekend and beyond.
Yeah, no doubt. Jordan, I appreciate you. Let everybody know how they can follow you, website, and also social media.
Yeah, so all of my work is on the Miami Herald website, miamiherald.com/sports. I'm on Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it nowadays, at J_McPherson1126. And yeah, that's about it on my end.
Good stuff. Jordan, I can't thank you enough. We'll catch up soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. That's going to round up a great Tuesday evening. Thank you so much for taking the time. We're back with you next Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.